This show is brought to you by Audible.com and by Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. In today's daily news, we talk about a new game coming for all you cooks out there. Steam Deck, a partnership deepening, and the future of QuakeCon. That's QuakeCon. But we start today with a little Activision Blizzard news, because the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has been now accused of interfering with the Activision Blizzard discrimination lawsuit. And that is mostly the reason why the main lawyer, Melanie Proctor, has quit her role after Gavin Newsom fired the agency's boss, chief counsel Janet Whipper. Melanie Proctor wrote this quote: "The office of the governor repeatedly demanded advance notice of litigation strategy and of the next steps in the litigation. As we continued to win in state court, the interference increased, mimicking the interests of Activision's counsel." The spokesperson for Whipper said, "Evaluating all avenues of legal recourse, including a claim under the California Whistleblower Protection Act." That's what they're doing. That's what those two are doing, looking for the whistleblower. So this is indeed troubled times for that lawsuit. And this is the fallout for things that have happened within that lawsuit. So yes, indeed, it's very, very troubling and also very interesting. Not in a good way. What's also very interesting is that QuakeCon 2022 will be fully digital. Now the news comes from Destructoid, and the Blizzard news came from Eurogamer, but this is the quote from Bethesda. "This year's QuakeCon will once again be a digital-only event on August 18th through the 22nd. 18th through the 20th, 2022. Like you, we are disappointed to not return to Dallas this year. An event of the size requires months of planning, and in this case, we had to make decisions when there is still too much uncertainty to commit successfully executing an in-person QuakeCon. Is this the right move? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter." Personally, I'm fine with that. The only thing is information. So long as information gets out, that's it. Now, going on the information route, back to Eurogamer, Nintendo and Sony is to update the subscription guidelines due to a UK investigation. Now, Microsoft had to get ahead of this. So Microsoft basically showed the UK its own guidelines before releasing it. Now, Sony will indeed contact long-term inactive PlayStation Plus customers who are still billed to remind them to cancel their subscription plans if they are still being billed. And Nintendo will not sell its Nintendo Switch Online subscription with auto-renewal as its default settings. Basically, to this rule by the UK, it is meant to save you money. And considering right now, worldwide, inflation is here. So, once again, this is a good thing. And people should take advantage of this. So, if you have subscriptions and you're not using them, you know, I would reevaluate that subscription to see if you need it. Now we go to Game Informer. And Certain Affinity is deepening its involvement with Halo. Now, Certain Affinity is a studio that worked on Halo 2, but has been independent from Xbox. Okay? Now, Certain Affinity gave an announcement in full and says, We've been part of Halo franchise for more than 15 years, and we're honored to say we are deepening our relationship with 343 and have been entrusted with further involving Halo Infinite in some new and exciting ways." Now, they are looking for people that join them in this. so you have to Google a certain Infinity careers. But once again, this isn't bad. This may turn out to be good. And for all you Halo players, should be good for you. So enjoy it. Now we go to Blue News, and they are saying that Aspyr Media is now including Beamdog. And there's no real details as to why this acquisition is happening, at least not yet. But we are indeed seeing a lot of these companies coming together, you know, being bought out, big fish buying out small fish. So we'll see what happens. Now we go back to Eurogamer.net, and they have a little discussion on Steam Deck and how it's handling its graphics. And by looking at it, it looks pretty close to PlayStation 4 standards, at least looking at different videos, I should say, and maybe some close to PlayStation 5 standards. And that also includes Xbox Series X and S. So if you're into handheld stuff, which I am from time to time, then maybe getting this Steam Deck might be a good idea. Even though some games you won't be able to play on your Steam account, but there may be some other games that you can play. So we'll see. Now we end today with, once again, Eurogamer. We're Eurogamer heavy today. Cook Serve Forever has been announced and arriving in early 2023. This is a tweet from Chubbigans. New game announcement. Cook Serve Forever rethinks the cooking experience in games, and we are so excited to take y'all on this massive culinary adventure that is easily the biggest we've ever made. It's on Steam, so you can wishlist it, and I believe that it will be on consoles as well, but nothing has been announced for that yet. So right now it's only announced for Steam, and some of the things that was in there that it will have hundreds of recipes, so you can cook to your heart's delight. Also, you can find us at The Group Quest on Twitter. I am at Joe Brums on Twitter, and you can look out for dawnforge.com, and thegroupquest.com does have all the links on the site. So go enjoy everything. Until then, I have been Joe, you have been you, and that has been the show. We'll see you again tomorrow on a thirsty Thursday. I'm always thirsty. Hey, it's what it is. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Till then, goodbye.